Hey guys, welcome back to New York Girl Talk.
Hey.
Rach and I are here after a long and
Yes.
tiring week. We made
Yes.
time.
Well, at the start of a new week, technically, it doesn't feel like it, though.
Okay, yeah. I feel like I had such a busy weekend that like it feels like I didn't even get a break.
Yeah.
And even now, I'm literally sitting in my car at work recording because
Yeah.
we're dedicated like that.
Yes. Yes. I just got home from a long day of classes, so we're both making it work, and yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we'll start off with highlights and lowlights. So I guess that's of last week, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So my highlight was, I think generally like having a really good time at my internship, and like I guess it wasn't that heavy of a week for me in terms of school. So one highlight was that I got to go out to dinner with some of the people from my lab, and like it was really nice because everyone like brought like a couple people from their family, and so it was nice to like interact with so many people and like kind of get to know like the vibe of everyone's home life
Yeah.
as well. So it's kind
That's
of
really
sweet.
cool.
Yeah, so I enjoyed that a lot, and then we had like some good conversations, and then on Saturday morning as well, I had a fellowship meeting, which was exciting because we did like Latin prints analysis. I did a little LinkedIn post about it too, so
I
that
think I saw
was
that. I
nice.
think I saw that this morning and I like read it and I was like, "Oh, that's so cool."
Yeah, so it was literally back-to-back posts because I posted about like my internship last week, and then on I think it was yesterday I posted about my fellowship. So it was really nice. And I guess there's a lot to say about that, which I may expand on later. But then my low light, I have to think. Okay, I feel like I didn't expect to like be this tired driving around. Like, genuinely,
Yeah.
shout out to like our parents for like driving 24/7, because a girl like I can't sometimes.
It's so funny. That is so funny that you're saying that because I was thinking about this week and I was like, I don't want to be a parent because I was remembering when my parents had to drive us everywhere and I
Literally.
was like, wait, this sucks even just for myself.
No, okay, that's exactly it. Because like as much as like I enjoy the freedom of like, okay, going wherever I want, whenever I want, and like, not having to rely on anyone else, I'm also like, oh my God, I have to rely on myself.
No,
And
I
it's
know.
kind of bad because I'm like, honestly, okay, so this is what it looks like for me basically my week. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have class in the morning, and then I go in, like directly to my internship to the lab. And then on Wednesdays, I don't have anything except for going to the lab for my internship. And so it's like at least 30 minutes away. If there's
Yeah.
traffic, it's about to be 35, 40 minutes. And traffic is like hella exhausting too. So
Yeah. People be
genuinely
acting crazy. People be acting so crazy in traffic.
disgusting, genuinely disgusting. But anyways, so that was kind of my low light. Like I also was like at my aunt's house a lot last week, again because like she lives closer to campus, and so I was only home on Friday. That was the one day that
Yeah.
I was home last week, and so I was genuinely a little bothered by that. And then like I only got to see my parents like literally on Friday, and then for a few hours on Saturday, and that
Yeah.
was literally it. And yesterday I was working, today I was working, and I was like, geez, like why, what is happening? But
Yeah.
honestly, maybe it's like a good, if we're trying to look at the positive side of things, maybe it's a good transition into like, I don't know, like college life, where like you're always like bam bam bam, you're all in all these different places, and like you're living at college and stuff too. Like maybe it's good for me to kind of slowly detach from my home life, except I really hate that and I don't want to.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So kind of a
Yeah.
struggle.
Yeah, same here. I had a similar thing. Basically, how my week looks is I normally am gone like 7 days of the week because I have my internship all day on Tuesdays and Thursday. I have class most of the day on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then when I'm not in class, I'm just doing school. And then I also have to do school on the weekends. And then, I have like church commitments on Saturday and Sunday, which take up a lot of my day. So it's basically just kind of feels nonstop. And I'm not, Sarah knows this about me, I'm not like a huge homebody. Like I do like interacting with people, but I also need time alone at the same time. Like I'm kind of right in the middle where like I'd like to be out of the house like 3 or 4 days a week, but definitely not like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And so that's been a really hard adjustment for me. So I'd have to say that's been my low light too, just kind of being playing catch up on school. And like, this is my finals week for an 8-week class that I have. Like my finals are due on Sunday night. So just like dealing with my speech and my papers from my normal classes, and then also like the finals and the last week of work for this really fast paced class. So I think I just kind of feel really overwhelmed. And also, like you said, dealing with like home life and family like is really important to me, so trying to manage like all of that is pretty stressful. So and on top of like work and my internship, like that's, it's just, it's hard to like be interacting with so many different groups of people and like just like being in such a change of setting all the time and around all these different environments is pretty draining for me.
Yeah.
So that's my low light. And then my highlight would be my brother, David, he started as varsity quarterback for the first time on Friday night. So that was a lot of fun to watch because like him and I have been going to football games together since we were like 8. And so, well, he's 3 years younger than me. But anyways, so it was just like a really emotional and really sweet moment. And also I made some time to hang out with friends this weekend for the first time since like the beginning of the school year. I was like really intentional with like making time for 2 different social things. So that made a huge difference in my week, I think, to just be like, I don't care how much school I have. Like I'm actually just going to like take a few hours and go to the mall with a friend, you know, just kind of like,
yeah,
being intentional.
Yeah, I totally agree, because you know I do really enjoy interacting with people like all the time, and like, you know, kind of a social butterfly, and I like energy and like this bee energy, but at the same time like I value just being able to relax and, you know, just for like a few hours a day. And I feel like I haven't been getting that lately because it's been like, you know, I talked about this with you before, Rach, about how like traffic starts at like 6:30, 6:40. So I literally try to leave the house at like 6:10, which means I'm up. The latest I'm up is going to be 6 o'clock. And so that's kind of like rough on my body. Like I felt so tired on Friday because I was like, geez, like I've been getting up at like earlier than 6 every single day. And I'm driving to like either class or my internship, then also having to deal with some traffic here or there, and then on top of that having to like actually do stuff in class and at my internship. I'm like, wow. Like I started to think about how like my dad, like, you know, goes to work every single day, and like, you know, all my life had been going to work every single day, and like he went at like the peak rush hour times. Like it was a little more difficult for him to get around that because he was a 9-to-5 person. But I started thinking about that and I was like, oh my gosh, like that's, I'm gonna have to do this like when I get older. And so that was a little bit of a shock, but I felt like it was a little unexpected what it kind of did to my body. Like my body was literally aching when I was sleeping because I was so tired. Yeah. And even if I was like eating properly and everything, I was like, wow, I did not expect that at all. So honestly, I feel like part of me was able to take a step back and be like, wow, I'm actually kind of proud of myself for like getting through this and, you know, maintaining A's in my classes while doing that. Because as much as we think that's like a basic thing to do, it's actually a lot. Like there's a reason why people are surprised that like you can have an internship and be in high school at the same time, or like be in college and like have a job at the same time. Like it's a lot. And I feel like maybe we don't put enough emphasis and value in it. Like we don't take a step back and be like, oh damn, like she's actually doing a lot. And like, she's actually pushing through, and like, great job for her. But I feel like this is a good, our highlights and lowlights kind of like align with what we kind of wanted to talk about.
They do.
Yeah. So we kind of wanted to talk about, so just to make it clear, we're talking about like healthy work-life balance, which is one thing I think I want to say everyone between the ages of like literally 16 and like 22 deal with. But at the same time, you deal with that like for the rest of your life. Like it's an ongoing thing. But I think between the ages of like, you know, when you're a teenager and then when you're like a young adult, I think that's when you start to figure it out, even though it's like an ongoing struggle. Like it's a work in progress, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And also, just to clarify, when we say work-life balance, we say that because that's like how everyone coins the term. But what we mean by that is like just balance in general. So like college life balance or college and internship balance, like just whatever like stage of life you're in, it's applicable. We're not just talking about like a 9 to 5 and being a parent or something, because we're not in that state, so that wouldn't even make sense. So we're just kind of talking about it generally. But yeah, no, Sarah, I agree with what you said. And something that I was telling Sarah before we started recording that I feel like is just a good principle to live by is just in conversations I've had with some of like the most accomplished people I've ever met, whether that's professionally or just they're really influential, like personally, and just like really good people. Something that all of them say when I've asked them, like, oh, how do you find a good work-life balance? Is they're like, you don't, like, life ebbs and flows, and like you're always going to be putting in like a little more here or a little less there. And like, and that's normal. Like, different times of life call for you to put more energy into work or more energy into friendships or less into work and all of that. So I thought that was just a really cool principle that I always just growing up was like, oh, you have to find a balance and try to give 50% to this and 50% to that. Or so, anyways, I thought that was
No,
cool.
that's very true. And I feel like one thing that I have honestly been a little bit surprised by is that in the lab that I'm interning in, they have such a strong, I don't know, like emphasis on like having a healthy balance. And so literally like it will be expressed in multiple ways, like in terms of maybe, researchers in the lab being like, hey, like, are you handling too much? Like, how are you feeling with, your school workload? Because we do have like college students in the lab and then I'm the only high schooler. So like they'll be checking in with us and be like, what's up? Like, how are you feeling with how you're handling the internship with your school? Like, do you need a break? Do you need to take a day off? Like, whatever. And then they will also make sure that we're taking breaks throughout the day. And then one huge thing is that every couple of weeks they try to like schedule like a dinner out or like a lunch out where it'll be like on the weekend or like Saturday or Sunday, and everyone will kind of hang out outside of the lab together and enjoy our time together and bond, and like that kind of forces you to take a break if you're not the type of person to like go out and like hang out with your friends or whatever. And then the other thing that I actually really love is that there is a scheduled coffee time, break time, I guess, every single week, like on Thursdays, where everyone in the lab, who it's only like, I think it's only like 10 of us, where we have to sit and, drink coffee and eat snacks and talk about, what we're going through in life at the moment. And so I was only able to attend a few of them lately, but I think that's really one way that like a lot of employers don't understand. And like that goes a long way. Literally just scheduling like 30 minutes for everyone to have coffee together really makes it clear that like, okay, we care about your well-being and we care about, the struggle of a balance that you might have, that everyone has,
That's great for like team building too, like to go out and like
Exactly.
have those lunches and get to know each other personally, like better. You're gonna have a healthier like team and you're gonna work together better.
Exactly, yeah. And I feel like that's just like I feel so grateful for that, because I'm like, that really also communicates that everyone in the lab is very down to earth and like fully accepts that, like, yeah, you could have a PhD, but you could still literally feel like overwhelmed and like you're struggling because you have so many different responsibilities. And it's a completely natural feeling, whether you're 16 years old or if you're 46 and you have a PhD. Like, it's just something that everyone deals with, And so, one thing Rachel and I were going to talk about is that, like, how we kind of deal with that. And so, Ray, did you want to mention the one thing that you told me on Thursday about your day on Friday?
Oh, like how I made sure to be with a friend.
Yeah. Do you want to talk
Okay,
about
yeah. So basically, I was telling Sarah, I was like, wait, we had a long conversation that day. What was I talking about? So on Saturday, on last Thursday, I was telling Sarah, and I was like, yeah, like I have all the schoolwork, but there's this friend that's been wanting to hang out with me for like a month, and I like keep delaying it and being like, oh, I'm busy, which is true. But I basically was telling her, I'm like, despite the school that I have, and again, if you knew me personally, this would mean more because I normally like prioritize school really highly, and so
Yeah.
does Sarah. And I was like, guess what? Like, I'm gonna do my best to get most of it done, but like, obviously, I'm gonna get it done, but I'm gonna go hang out with this friend, and then I'm gonna go to my brother's football game, and I'm not gonna think about what's due at midnight and all this stuff. Like, I'm just gonna do my best. But I have not made that intentional time for like at least a month, and it's just been really detrimental to be in this like routine. I like routine, but I think for everyone there's a point where it's too much, where it's like, okay, I go to work these 2 days, I go to school these 3 days, I have this church stuff on this day and this day, and I have these chores or whatever it is, and it gets draining, and I think you need to mix it up, and I think Sarah and I both did that this weekend, which was really good for us.
Yeah, and like another thing that I had mentioned, I think probably a couple episodes ago, is that, I wanted to go out and I wanted to make it an intention to go out every single week and do something out of the house and like have fun and like make memories. And I did get the chance to do that about like what 2 weeks ago. Last week, I will say I was supposed to go somewhere with a friend and she ended up getting into like a little fender bender, and so her parents didn't let her go out. But I did plan that for last week as well, and I had like these backup options as well. And that's just me trying to make it a habit to like go out of my way and interact with people and like have fun while doing that. 'Cause yeah, you interact with people in class, you interact with people at work, but like it's different. And that's for a different purpose. But I think another thing is that, people who maybe work 9 to 5, like full-time jobs, every couple of months they might think like, oh, it's time for a vacation, like I'm going to use my vacation days. And so I feel like a lot of times we don't realize that like even if you're in school, like you should kind of be thinking about it the same way. Like I know last year Rach was able to take a couple of trips, like weekend trips, throughout the school year. And like I definitely make it a habit of traveling places during school breaks. But even now I'm like, I have a flexible college class schedule that I can work around. And so like even I was thinking about that, like maybe in a couple of weeks I need to take a trip somewhere, because yeah, I'm hanging out with people as much as I can and taking that much needed break and much deserved break, but like also maybe you need a larger break where it's like a couple days of a little vacation, a little trip of taking your mind off things.
Sarah and I are famous for escaping to New York when life gets stressful.
Okay.
As the name says of the podcast. But no, Sarah, and that's such a good point, especially also with, and if you don't have money, like I've been in situations where, like, oh my gosh, I need such a break, but like I don't have money to buy a plane ticket to New York or to do, like, and if you do have the money, that's awesome and you should 100% go fly somewhere. But if you don't, you can also like do like a one night camping trip, which camping is super cheap, or even just like a spa day, like at a local spa, like which would be way cheaper than like a vacation somewhere. We have to like pay for a hotel and pay for a plane ticket, and just like intentionally setting aside a little bit of money each week, like to maybe once a month or once every few months have that trip or that spa day, or just, or maybe even it's going to the mall and getting something from your favorite store, just like something that's gonna just
Yeah.
like make you feel better.
And the other thing I was gonna say that I feel like my therapist had mentioned to me, because I always kind of tend to categorize taking a break and like having valuable time with other people. And I do value my time alone. I do like to relax alone as well, but I think before I didn't necessarily do meaningful things alone. So like maybe I would, watch TV or read a book or like write and do like my hobbies like karate or horseback riding or whatever by myself. But you should also be pushing yourself to like go on dates with yourself as well. So like I have personally, like in the past year or so, gotten in the habit of like going to a coffee shop and studying by myself. And that's like something that you might do with someone else, but you're doing it with yourself because literally that's all you need, girl. But I think that's also something that like is a good balance, that like, you know, you don't necessarily always have people who are there for you. Or like for me, it's like I have so many like long distance friends that I'm like, they're not always here, or like are not always available to call or FaceTime or whatever. So like making sure that you have a good balance of all of those, like, you know, you have a good balance of work and school and whatever, you know, relaxing, and then you also have a good balance of like within relaxing, you have a good balance of relaxing with yourself and relaxing with other people. So it's like,
yeah, that's
it's like
good.
A whole little flow chart, you know.
Yeah,
hopefully you can picture it.
Yes, yeah, that's really good. Honestly, I think one of the biggest takeaways is just like I said before, life ebbs and flows, and it really, like, whatever season you're in of life, you're going to be putting different energy and different commitments into different aspects of your life. And you might be taking away a commitment or adding a commitment or taking away a job or adding school or being done with school. And just, I think embracing change and having peace regardless of the season you're in is really good. And kind of what Sarah just said goes into that, like your relationship with yourself and your ability to be alone and to just have good fellowship with other people, but also with yourself, and just finding peace in that, and making time, if you're religious, making time for God or for, you know, what you believe in, and letting that fulfill you also.
Yeah, I think that's so true. Like really just being able to be okay with that, be okay with the fact that it fluctuates. And I think that really comes, like, I feel like it works in tandem with so many of the other things that we've been talking about, whether that's confidence or like things being meant to be, or like having a growth mindset or whatever. Like I think it all ties in the end, is that like we just need to accept that like what's meant to be is meant to be. And so if this is fluctuating right now, if I can't give my 110% every single day, 24 hours a day, that's okay. And like in general, I think Rachel and I both are constantly feeling like we need to put less pressure on ourselves because we are too very, like, I don't want to say high strung, but like we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. And so
we don't
a lot
like
of
to
this,
fail.
Yeah. And I know so many people who feel like that as well. And so sometimes you really just need to take a step back and give yourself grace and be like, okay, this is the reality right now. And like, this is what I need to do to make it better, you know? And so, yeah. The last thing I wanted to say is that I actually came across this this quote by Matthew Hussey, and he was basically talking about like a breakup, but he was talking about like focus and the way like there's so much importance in taking time to focus on like the stillness of life and like nature, and like focusing on rest and fulfillment and like yourself. And I think when we think about taking a break and having a healthy work-life balance, we can definitely think about how we ourselves feel fulfilled, because I can assure you that you won't feel fulfilled by one thing. So maybe really taking a step back and thinking, okay, like how many chunks of each thing do I need to feel whole and feel completely fulfilled? And then reassessing based on that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thanks for listening, you guys. This was a really good conversation.
Yeah, hopefully we gave you guys some food for thought, but I think we love talking about this.
Yeah, it was really fun. Okay, awesome. Guys, make sure to respond to the question box and tune in next week.
All right, we'll see you guys. Bye.